We are in Daf Chet Amud Aleph. Let us again start from the third line, second line, from when it starts getting white. Homo le ravache berei de ravader le ravashi v'yuki de romi b'achome meheche. He says, Rami b'achome was mezaik from the Mishnah. Two people pick up a talis, so there's such a concept of a magbi metzila chaveirai kona chaveirai, because theoretically, without each one picking up for the other, it couldn't help. He also zuki mishmenachas agabikarke, zuki mishmenachas agabikarke. Agbah of two people, there's a problem that that what each one is holding is a stare to the Hagbah from the other one. And the only way it works is that each one, not only does he have Kabbalah to be kainah for himself, he wants the Maisa Kinyan, the Maisa Hagbah should help for the other one also. And because in its Mukach in the Mishnah that it helps, Zaysay Meret, a Magmi Metzil, a Chaber, is Muchach the Mishnah that it can help, that one can be Magbiya for someone else, and there's no Chesorin of Taifis Lubalchoy, Bemokim Shechav Lachayim. So Rami Bachoma brought a Raya from the Mishnah that a Magbi Metzil, a Chaber, a Kon, a Chaber. So, Ravache, the Reda of Ade, asked Ravashi, the Yuke, the Rami, Balchome, Mehecha, which brother in the Mishnah did Rami Balchome see that this Yisod, that one can pick up for the other, there's no Chesorim of Taifis or Balchoy. Inaim, Amereishem, if the Rayas from the Reishem, Shnaim, Oichsem, Betalas, Hosam haikoma kulishali vanoa gvate kula. Vayoma kulishali vanoa gvate kula. That was it says in the Mishnah that it's chilkin, and a third person can't take it away from either of them. So it's not mukach that a magbi mitzila chaveri kona chaveri. The reason a third person can't take it away, because each one time is that I picked it up myself, I made a complete agbah. Between the two magbim, there's a sichsach, we say chilkin. We could give it to both of them. But al koponim, that what we give it to them, and a third person can't take it away, is not mukach, that if two people pick up a talis, that it belongs to them. There it could very well be a third person could take it away. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Meicha meiza bova mi mishnoseinu kadayik loima zoisei meret. Hokoma kuru shali vanog bate. Vahaych noima leikna leiseva leiseva yove yache viyitlema. So in such a case, when each baldova is signing that I picked it up completely, so for Shteitzach, a third person can't take it away. Each one is signing, I lifted it up. There's no magbiyah metzila chaveiroi. The person who's taking it away, what can he answer? The two people who are holding it, so then there's a sister between them. Reuven says, I picked it up. Shimon said, I picked it up. Some are male. And both are mechzokim. So there is a svara that each one can tie it shali. But a third person zicha can't take it away from any of them, because each one time is I picked it up alone. So it's not mukach b'chlal if two people pick up a talis that they are kainah. Could be then taka, in such a case, a third person can take it away from them. But the Mishnah is speaking about the Richman time that I picked it up myself. Ella Mahadik Tani, let's go back to the Gemara. Zayimakulashli, Asulamali. Why do I need this second mother? Ella me Mishni Yisero, Shma Minoa, Magbi, Mithila Chaveira, Ikona Chaveira. What does Rashi say? That Rashi, Mi Mishni Yeseira Amrine, the Magbiya Mithia. The Mishimachi Amrinon Yachloiku, the Amrinen Shneim Higbiyu. That means we have, Lechera, the Mishnah's repetition. First it says, Animitsasiv, Animitsasiv. We said Yachloiku. And there the din of Yachloiku was because Ebesophic, maybe it's completely Reuven, maybe it's completely Shimon. That's why I say Yachloiku. So there is no Raya Bechlau, what the halacha would be if two pick it up together. But now, when the second bov of the Mishnah is Zayim Akulashli, Zayim Akulashli, so this is Miyuta, the Mishnah Yisera, we just said, Ani Matsusiv, Ani Matsusiv. So me Mishnah Yisera means this is, it's not repeating the same bother of the first case. Now it's coming to tell us, Mishimachi Amrini Yachloiko, Damrinin Shneim, Igbiyu, Rahavalei Kolechad, Magbiya Metzi Eloi, Elachavei Revikon. So the second bother is coming to tell us that there's a din yachloiku, afilu if both picked it up together. Ve'i mishum deloy adinen hay minayu mishaker, if we will say that the reason I say yachloiku, because I don't know which one is saying shaker, ma'avalei momen amutu besofik v'chelkim mishvush lo'ikalechet v'echad heilach v'toikiv k'dem rinu leo. I will say that the reason I say Yachloiku is because I don't know who's telling the truth, and we are Chaylik Mikayach Sofik, Hashemandalei Mereshi. So that is the first Bob, Animatosia, Animatosia, that we say there's a Din Yachloiku Mikayach Sofik. Now the second Bob, that is Miyuta, is coming to tell us, Mi Mishni Yisera is coming to tell us, that a filler we will say, but they're making a mistake, and both picked it up together. There's also the Yachloiku, because Amagbi Mitzil Chaveira Kona Chaveira. That's Mimishni Yeseira, because the Din Yachloiku, if one picked it up, that it says in the Reishis, the Mishni Yeseira is coming to tell us, that a filler will be Nochis, that they both made a mistake, they picked it up together, there's still a Din. Of Yachloiku, because we say Magbi Mitzvah Chaveira Kona Chaveira. So the Gemara says, I'm sorry, Vakim Na Reish B'Mitzvah V'Seif B'Mekach Memkach, the Kula Shali is not a Mishni Yisera, it's speaking about a different case, it's speaking about Mekach Memkach. We made a Tzrichase on that base and that base. Why I need the above of Matthias, why I need the above of Mekach Memka, the form one keeps, one is Choshida Mamayne, one is not Choshida Mamayne. Oh, but I'll cup on him, we have it's speaking about another case in Ganson. Not it's Miyuta, and we're saying it's coming to tell us, I feel like they picked it up together. Talking about Mekach Memka. Fine. Elam Yisayfer, third book. Zeh oima kula shali. Zeh oima chetio shali. Hasu lomali. So why do I need this book? That means if it's only coming to tell us that right, so there's a din teira and half a talus, and we say chilkim, and each one gets a quarter. I mean, so why do I need the second note from the first bother? But there's a din chilkim misafik. So it's miyuta. So it's coming to tell us that Afilu, the Chet Yishali is because he says we picked it up together. And that is the case that we're talking about. So Afopikin, Afilu Lefid Vorov, he gets a Chelik. Because we say, Magbi Mitzil Chaveiro, Ikon Chaveiro. So the Gemara asks, who told you that this is speaking about Metziah? Dilma b'mekech hamemka, maybe it's speaking about mekech hamemka. In mekech hamemka, there's b'chlal no concept of a magbi metziah l'chaveirei kon l'chaveirei. But the whole shaila of magbi metziah l'chaveirei is speaking about a metziah. This is shaila of peifes l'bal choy. And then there's problems. Then there's problems if it does help, if it doesn't help. But if it's speaking about mekech and emke, so there's even no problem of how both can be kainet. There's no teifis l'balchei b'mokim shechav l'chem. There's no chav l'chem. The meiches hold it to both of them. So what's the chiddush by mekech and emke? It's the salke daita chamina haide koma chetshi sheli lehevi kimeshe v'aveida v'lifta kamash melon v'hai irumi komarim Dovari Amina Kulashli Binishtabui Ema Rochi Devi Kimesha Vabeda the Ifta. So the Gemara says no, it's speaking about Mekech Hamemka. Let us learn the way Tesis and that day's learns chat in this Gemara. Mesha Vabeda means Migu. So the one that says Chetzi Shali. He has a migo. If I'm a liar, why did I say chetzishli? I could have said kulashli. We've gotten a half. I said chetzishli. Why did I say chetzishli? I mean, if I'm a liar, shalom technisht. So to say about loz, why am I saying about one is a lie? I should say kulashli. I'm telling the truth. So what if I'm telling the truth? If I'm telling the truth, Al Kaponim, I shouldn't have to swear. I shouldn't have to swear. I am telling the truth. So that's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is that could be Takalayim. You're not telling the truth. Why didn't you tie in the Kulishli? Because you don't want to swear. Because if you tie that's your whole plan. If you tie in the Kulishli, so you'll have to swear. You don't want to swear. So it's worthwhile to take less without a shvuah. So it's not a good migul. But that's the chiddush of the bave of zayma kulu shli zayma chetzishli. It's speaking about mekech and emke. So the bechlal, there's no shayches to magbi mitzil lechaber kol mechaber. And what is the chiddush of the mishnah? The chiddush of the mishnah is that he's makuyiv to swear. I don't say let's pater him from a shvuah with a migo. He could have said kulashali, and he would have gotten more. So he says chetzishli a kaponim. You should pater him with a shvuah from a shvuah. Let us see what Rashi says. The heavy kameishav aveda. That means, I would think he should be a mate to me, to have a mosi lamei mekulu shali, or machetzi shali. According to Rashi, meishiv abedis, pshat is at the kona the rabbonon, that if a person is a meishiv abedis, they pat it from a shvue, or else he won't be a meishiv abedis, the lift of mishvue. So that's the chiddush. So you have no raya whatsoever from the way we went through three bovis, that it be a mitzil a chaveiroi, kon a chaveiroi. Let us see Teisves. Ela mi seife, zayim a kula shalib, zayim a chetzi shalib.
is the legosin and hoche hosulamali, and let us just see, they erased kamat a line and a half. And let's just see how Taisa says it, then we'll see how it's in the Gemara. The Mimishne Gufa Kodayik, the Koma Chetsheshali, that one of them is tining Chetsheshali. Now what is the Tais Chetsheshali? So that means we picked it up together. That's the Tais Chetsheshali. No. So Zaraya, Magvi Mitzila Chaveri, Koma Chaveri. So here it's not Mimishne Yisera, it's Asulamali. The Meichik, a whole line in the Gemara. If how can one tine chetzishali akocha? We picked it up together. That's what he tines. And al kaponim, where Geiris is tine, al kaponim, we give him a quarter. So you see, I'm agvi mitzil chaveri, kana chaveri. So from the Gufa Mishneh is a raya that I'm agvi mitzil chaveri, kana chaveri. So the Easter legosin and Ocha Sulamli, the Mishna Gufa Kodai, the Kama Chetshishali, Vahainu Sheik Biya Im Chabere, Ulafi Dvorov, Layitel Klum. If he says they picked it up together, so no one should, he Zicha doesn't get anything. Elavade Magvi Mitzila Chabere Zoche. That's Pshat in the Raya. Uba Porich, who told you that it's speaking about Metzia? That means now it's very good. I mean, if it's speaking about Metzia, and he's dining Chetzishali because we picked it up together. So we have a problem. How could it be going if they picked it up together? Is a Rai Magbi Metzia Lechaberik on a Chabera? So the Gemara says, Mimaita Metzia, maybe it's talking about Mekechememka. That he tined is the moiches old me half and you half. My mekach and memke, there's no problem bechlau of a magbi mitzil a chaveri kon a chaveri because it's not a teifis labal choyim. There's no problem over there. So that's the sugya. That is the sugya. The gemara had thought that it's speaking about mitzia. And if it's speaking about mitzia, so how is he tining chetshim because we picked it up together? Is oiskish part a magbi mitzil a chaveri kon a chaveri? Samo says, no, it's speaking about Mekech HaMemka. And he said, kind of Chetshishli, because the Meich has told me half. By Mekech HaMemka, there's no problem of being Metzil HaChaber Kon HaChaber Roy. So let us just look in the Loshon HaGemorim. Elam Yisef is the Oima Kula Shali, is the Oima Chetshishli. Then we erased the last of the line. Until the next line, the last word. Ami Maidem Metzil. How do you know that it's speaking about Metzia? And he's tining Chetzi Shali because we picked it up together and the Zarai Magbi Metzil Chaber Kona Chaber. Dilma B'Mekech HaMemka. Maybe it's just talking about Mekech HaMemka. Aye, what is the Chiddush by Mekech HaMemka B'Tain is Chetzi Shali? So the Chiddush is, I would think he's part of a Mashvur. Gamash Malon, he's Chaya Mashvur. Fine. That's this Girsa. And we erased Kemat the whole line in the Gemara. Now Taisva says that this dichui that the Gemara had said that you don't have a raya from the Mishnah that a magbi metzil chaberi kona chaberi because it's speaking about mekach memka. So Taisva says the Gemara could have been matcha a different way. The word in the Avamotzil mitchi. Could be chetshishli means that we picked it up together. I held half in my hand, so there's a concept of command the posting dummy. I was kind of biyat. I wasn't kind of together with you. The Mokav said another dicha. Oy, igvatiya kula liknis chetshio, or maybe chetshishli means he says he picked up the whole talis. But he was not stingy. He picked up to be kind of half the talus. All he needs is half a talus. He was kind of half the talus. So the Gemara, according to this Girsa, the Raya of the Gemara is that, Hamikbi Metzil Chaberi, because the Gemara thought the case of Chetzi Shali is speaking about by Metzia, and that it's speaking about that they picked it up together. So the Gemara said, no, it's speaking about Mekach and Memkach, so there's no right Megvim and Silcha Veir. And Taisin says, the Gemara could have said, another Dichoy, it's speaking about Metzia, and it's command the Posik Dome, or it's speaking about Metzia, and he tiny, he picked up the whole towels to be kind of half. Yeah. Fine. Aber dein hoye mit dag dik mi tun de masnis. Aber kaponem whatever you say, so speaking by Mecca Hemenka, but so fine. So but what is the Mishnah telling us? The din chaluke, if there is a sichsuch between two baladvarim, it says in the reisha where it is a din chaluke chelkim. So here there also be din chaluke. It's not miyuta, it's coming to tell us that he can't patter himself from a shvua al tmei shebabeit. That's one gilsa, that you're not goris sasu lomali. L'sforim degarsi hasu lomali. According that argues Hasulamali, Yeshlaima, the Mishum Migufa the Masni Slaimotzilamaidik the Frishis. Some of the Bimidayik, how was he kind of half? Is Bachlau no Kash. Is kind of half? Was Commander Posik Dami. He held half of the talus. We picked up the whole talus to be kind of half. Fine. So the case is no problem whatsoever. But what is the Chiddush of the Mishnah? Asulamali. So that was the kasha. Yeshlami the bishim the beguvit the masnis la matzameidik and the frishes. Fine. So the Gemara says, so what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? What is the chiddush of the Mishnah? So according to this gilsa, we have a big problem. He says, the Gemara knew the Mishnah can be speaking about Metziah, and it's speaking about that he tainas chetzi shaliyep, was the half of the talus was tofes biyodi, and that the Gemara understood. The whole problem is, so it's miyutas, what is the Mishnah telling us? So the Gemara should have answered, the Mishnah's coming to tell us, he's mechuyev to swear, why do you have to jump to Mekach and Memkach? This is a big problem, according to our Gilsa. Why did the Gemara have to say, speaking about Mekach and Memkach, speaking about Metziah, and you're asking, what's the Chiddush? So the Chiddush is that you have to swear. Ach kosha, amai koma, dilma be Mekach and Memkach, afil amai be Metziah, motzil et chuyi, kididochi. The kash is another kash, it's miyuter. So the Teretz is, it's not miyuter, as long as the Chiddush, you don't patter him from a shvu. So according to the second Gilsa, why did the Gemara jump to Mekach and Memkach? The Yishleima b'doichik, mimayt b'metziyem. How do you know it's speaking about Metziyem? The lochi le'mukmes b'mekach and Memkach. Why did you want to say it's speaking about Metziyem? Shem la'mashkach es chidish. Ela b'gmer b'yem Metziyem l'chaveri. You held it's speaking about Metziyem. Because then we have a chiddush in the Mishnah that and it's speaking about they picked it up together. Ki nami ayir b'mekach memke yesh chiddush. It could also be speaking about mekach memke. My name is Meishe Bebeidu. Wouldn't he ayir b'metziyah la yuchal leichi yechlo? Also, the chiddush could be it's not a Meishe Bebeidu. But the Gemara means your whole hechech that it's speaking about metziyah was only because if it's speaking about Mekach and Memkach, there's no Chiddush. Sometimes you can speak about Mekach and Memkach. There is a Chiddush. The Chiddush is that I don't patter him from a shvua with a mikvah. Elamaha. So we still don't have a... We don't see a case that Rami Bachama, that where Rami Bachama Borei Magbi Metziyah L'Chaveri Kol L'Chaveri. Elamaho, Hayushnayim Roichvim Al Gabi Behemeh, Asu Lomali, אלא ממשנה יסי ראש מאמינו, המקביל מציא לחברוי, קונה חברוי. זאת רשי ממשנה יסיירה, כדפרישס. Now, Rashi said one word here, but the Gedolei Yisrael saw in this world, Rashi said a mouthful. And the Tzaisin and the Sivis that say, Amir de Kezach from this Rashi, and there's a Machlekes Rashi in the Ritve Pshat in this Gemara. Rashi's, the Gemara says like this. The first case of the Mishnah was speaking about Shnei Meichs and Batalas does not mean that they both picked it up together. Each one says he picked it up themselves. And the Din Chilkim is because Misafik, he give each one half. So you don't see from the first Bava of the Mishnah that if two people pick up together, they also can be Koine, and there's a concept of a Magbi Mitzil L'Chaber Kone Chaber. On the first Bava you don't see. Then the Gemara went, let's go to the second Bava. It says, Kula Shali. Kula Shali. Oh, Asulam Ali, the Gemara said there. Just that. So the Gemara said, from Mimishne Yisere, so I'll say Kula Shali is talking about another case. It's coming to tell us that even if they picked it up together, they're also kind of. They're also kaine. I feel that they'll be moide. They'll also be kaine. Because amagbi mitzil lechaver kon lechaver. That is the translation of Mishnah Yisera. Mishnah Yisera means that it's the chilkim is not because I don't know who to give it to. There's a din chilkim because I know that because they both picked it up. That's why I give it to both. That's the taich. Mishnah Yisera. That means as the Yitra Mishnah, I say, that's what the Mishnah is coming to tell us. That a Thilo, they both say they picked it up together, you also say Chilke. So now, let's go to Shneim Reichmim. So we must say Shneim Reichmim is Asul Amali. Elam Mishnah Yisera. Zot Rashi, it's a precious. That Shneim Reichmim is not speaking about that each one says, I was Reiche first, and then the other guy came, and then jumped on the behemoth. Shneim Reichim is coming to tell us that they both were Reichim together, and you say, Magbi Mitzil HaChaveiroi, Kon HaChaveiroi. That's the Chiddush of Shneim Reichim. Now, if that's the Chiddush of Shneim Reichim, now you have to start scratching your heads. By Shneim Reichim, where do you have a problem? By Shnayim Sheik Biyu Talas, so we had Fashidine Biyurim, what the problem is. I mean, the Gemara says the problem is Tiyosa Gu, Yizuki Mishim Menachas Agabi Kalka, Bizuki Mishim Menachas Agabi Kalka. There's a problem in Hagbo, there's a problem. Reuven and Shimon are holding it, so the Chalik that Reuven is holding, Shimon is not Magbiya. The chalik that Shimon is holding, so Reuven is not Magbiya. So there's a problem. There's no Hagbah. How is anybody kaina? So the Rami Bahama says, oh, you know how we understand it? That the Reuven is picking up for Shimon, Shimon is picking up for Reuven. Fine. Shalom al Yisrael. So now the Gemara says that Rami Bachome saw this in Shneim Reichim. Kedefrishis, the Rashi. Speaking about that both are moide, that they were Reichim together. Now, between you and me, if both are moide, they're Reichim together, so what's the problem? What's the problem? It's finished. Both are Reichim together. Reuven made a Maisa Kinyi, Shimon made a Maisa Kinyi, Shalmo Yisroel. You have here a problem to Yosef Zuk Menachas al Gabi Karke Bezuk. By Hagbod, there's a problem. By Hagbod, there's a loch, you have to pick up the whole talis. And if Shimon is holding a chalik of the talis, so Shimon is holding my chelik from the talis, so Reuven did not make a complete agbah. We mentioned a whole bunch of shitas, the Raivet shita, the Rashba shita, the Yeshua shita. About Kaponim, it's speaking about that Reuven is not holding the complete talis. So I have a problem. So I solve the problem that Shimon is being magbia for Reuven. That was good. But now if Rashi says Kedefrishes, so the word Kedefrishes means that I'm going to say Shneim Reichmim is speaking that they're both Moide. So Shneich, they're both Moide is Gewaldic. What's your problem? Where is there a problem over here that you need on Magbi Mitzil Lechaberi Kon Lechaberi? This is a tremendous problem. So the Ktzoyis and the Nesivis bring a raya from Rashi that there is a problem. There is a problem. What is the problem? By Shneim Reichmim. Could be the problem is that if two people are making a Maisei Kinyan, each Maisei Kinyan is a Hiroas Bailas. So it could be the Hiroas Bailas of Reuven is a shtar. We hear such a sfar in the Taisvus Haros. The Hiroas Bailas of Reuven is a shtar to the Hiroas Bailas of Shimon. The Hiroas Bailas of Shimon is a shtar to the Hiroas Bailas of Reuven. That means each one is making a Maise Kinyan, so the Maise Kinyan of Reuven is Magarei, the Maise Kinyan of Shimon. You showing you're a Bailim, but Shimon is also showing that he's a Bailim, so his Maise Kinyan should tell your Maise Kinyan. So you need that Al Koponim, there's a concept of Magbiya Metzil Achaveiroi, there's a concept of Magbiya Metzil Achaveiroi, which means that that even though he wants to be kainer, but he wants it shouldn't shter yours. That you should also be able to be kainer. This is how the Ktzois and the Nesivis are medayik from the Loshon of Rashi. That by Shneim Reichvim, you also need a concept of Magbiya Metzil Lechaveiroi, and without that, none of them would be kainer. That is what we see in Rashi. There's a ritva on this Gemara. The ritva on this Gemara, when he learned the Gemara Ella mi Mishnah Yisere, the ritva had a clearest throat a little bit to explain the Gemara. And the way the Ktzois is Geiris in the ritva says as follows. Well, Shneim Reichvim, what is it coming to tell us? I mean, Shneim Reichvim, what is the Kiddush of Shneim Reichlin? They're both Akaina. First, they say both Akaina. What is it coming to tell us? But it's a Mishnah Yisrael. So it's coming to tell us the first Bobbe of Shneim Reichlin is also speaking about that they both picked up together. It's a Mishnah Yisrael. The Shneim Reichlin is muter. So it's coming to tell us that by Shneim Reichlin, the Din will also be Chilkim. If they both picked it up together, there you have a problem. So, Bekitzer, we have Rashi in one word said a mouthful, and we have a Meiridike Machlokes HaRishonim. If by Shneim Reichvim, if there is a problem that one's Maisa Rechive should stare the other's Maisa Rechive, and the only way you can be kind is only because of a concept of Mirzila Chaveri Kona Chaveri. That is how Rashi learned. And the Ritva said, no, there's no problem whatsoever. The Mishnah Yisera means that this Mishnah Yisera is coming to Megalos, that the case of Shneim Oysen Batalos is also speaking about such a case of Shneim. That Shneim Shekbiyu Biyachad, and Vafal Piken Yisei Chayukim, from there you see, maybe Mitzil Lechaberi, Kon Lechaberi. Frek the Gemore, Vidume Ohoke Mashmalon, the Reichim Namikoni. That means you're, maybe Shneim Reichim is speaking about, each one says, I was first, and the other guy came afterwards. What's the Chiddush? So I have Shneim Reichim. He wants to tell us the Reichev Namikoni, that there's a Kenyan of Reichev. He wants to tell us there's a Kenyan of Reichev. Now what is the Chiddush? Zegt Rashi, the Reichev Koni, Va'af al-gav, the Loi Meshichehi, this is not Meshiche, She'eina Zaza Mimkaima, it doesn't move, She'ein Manhiga Beraglov, Rochov means that he's not prodding it with his feet. That means a person sitting on an animal can, there can be two things. There can be a person sitting on the animal and it didn't move. It didn't move at all. She'ena zaza mimkaim, it did not move from its place. She'ein manhiga beragla, but not speaking about that he's riding the behema. We picture Rochel means he's riding it, and manhiga beragla could means that means even though it says Rochel, but he's prodding it with his feet, and that is making the behema move. No, it's talking about shneim roichman means they're not prodding it whatsoever. The behema is eino zozo mimkoima, and there's a kinyan of Rochel. There's a kinyan of Rochel. So that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. So the Sabaita. So the Chiddush is that there's such a Kinyan of Rochov, even though it doesn't move. Ela mi seife, bizman shehin moide, oishi yeshlam eidem, chilkim beloi shvuah. Bizman Shehin Moidim. Now what does Bizman Shehin Moidim mean? Now this is black and white. Bizman Shehin Moidim means that both are Moidim, they picked it up together. Oh, this is already black and white. That they picked it up together. And they're kaine, and it belongs to them. You say Chilkim, and there's no problem with Agbo. Oishi Yeshlam Eidim. And the Rabbi Nechananel says here, Oishi Yeshlam Eidim. So Ben Chanan says, "Ki shneim biyachen metzu, ushneim agbe agbu bekakashte." And Yeshlam Eidim, the Eidim said they both picked it up together. Either they say, or Eidim say they picked it up together. And we learned the Mishnah on that base. We mentioned this two pshatim Yeshlam Eidim. But Kavanah Ben Chanan says over here clearly, "Sheshvem Eidim" means that Eidim say, even though each one says I picked it up first, Eidim said they both picked it up together. So, Bekitza, we have here a Mishnah, they say we picked it up together. Adam said they picked it up together. Oh, so now you have a big problem. So, Chilkin. Why is it Chilkin? No one made a proper Hagbah. So, Kolch Zaraye, there's a concept of Magbi Mitzil HaChaveri Kol HaChaveri, that each one, his Hagbah, not only does he want to be kinder with his Hagbah, he wants his Hagbah should be Messiah, That was the raya of Rami Bar Chochma. The Rav Amilach, that could be not the way you said that, that a Magbim Mitzil HaChaveri Kona HaChaveri, that it works that really he's not Kain himself. No, could be it works. Migid Zochel Anam, she's Zochinami Lechavre. That means, that's sure, we have a Raya from the Mishnah, that if two pick it up together, that both are Kain. And we have a problem in the Mishnah, Tiyos, Zuki Mishim Anachas Al-Gabikaka, Bezuki Mishim Anachas Al-Gabikaka. So Al-Kochach, the only way it could work, that each one is picking up for the other, Seid is Aizkishpat Agvi Mitzil L'Chaveri, Kon L'Chaveri, or here it's better, because Migud is Ochi L'Namshi, is Ochi Nami L'Chaveri. Let us see Rashi. Zrich L'Meimah, Be'eched L'Kuche, Be'en Shneim, Shei Achalku, B'loi Shvuz, what the Chiddush of the Mishnah, Be'mekech Memke. Hello, love, v'metziye, v'tzach lashminen, shein ache yochel l'chaitfom. No one else can chop it away from them. Then we etzil l'chaveroi, kon l'chaveroi. V'rova omoloch, al me'eched ulein iskaven amagbiel iskais bo, גם מחבל. משני סר דמסניס נשמינה נגבי מציע לא יהיו לחברוי, כל נב חברוי, תמיקד זוכי לנפשי, זוכי נמי לחברוי. This is the end of this sugya, and now we'll go a little further. Hayu shnayim roichven. We had in the Mishneh shnayim roichven. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar li Rav Yehuda. Rav Yosef said, Rav Yehuda told me, Shamet min mei demar Shmuel tarti. I heard from Mar Shmuel two things. Rochuv umanik. There's Rochuv umanik. Chad koni v'chad loy koni. Shmuel told me, he was telling me there's Akinyin Rochuv, there's Akinyin manik. Chad koni v'chad loy koni. One is koine, one is not koine. Veloyotane haiminayu. And I don't know if Yehuda had a problem. He heard, he was speaking about a deer that the Kol Torah Shebal Peh was memorized, nothing was written. He heard from Ashmul, he told him once a din was saying about Manik and Rochev, and he told him one is Kaine. One is not kaine, and he can't remember which what he said, which is kaine, which is not kaine. So the Gemara says, so let's try and figure it out. What Shmashmul was speaking about, and let's try and figure out what he said. Heichi domi, ilayma rochav lechudei. If you heard from Ashmul, he was talking about a person, not two people did one maise kinyan on an animal. One was a rochev and one was a manik. Now he was talking about two different cases. One person was a rochev on animal one. One was a manik on animal two. And Ashmul said, one is kain and one is not kain, and you can't remember which one he said was kind and which one was not kind. That's your problem. If Shmuel was speaking about such a case, then there's no suffix. Manig lochude miike de man de oma loikoni, he said. The biyahava mina that manig is not kind. Manig is kinyan mishiche. I'm guiding the behemah. That's kinyan mishiche. We know behemah is nikta be mishiche. So if that was the case that he was talking about, the two, one animal, a person made a kinyan rochu, which Rashi said, lo yizozo min kaima, didn't move. He sat on top of it, it didn't move. And the other case is speaking about manik, he's being manik a behemah. If, would there be, and Shmuel said, one is not kaima. So it's poshut. He said Rochav isn't kaine. Manig is a kaine. Manig is a kinyan meshiche. So memele manig lechude mikeman diyom aleikon. Aleikem meime de leikon. Rochav odikel meime. So if that was the shaila, so then you don't have a suffix. I'll tell you what Shmuel said. Shmuel said the Rochav is not kaine. That's what he said. Manig is a kaine. Because manig is a kinyan meshiche, no shayla. Ela yike meime de lekorne rochev odikel meime. No, but stame your suffix is as follows. Ela rochev b'mokim manig iboilei. No, the shayla was as follows. Shmar Shmuel was asked a shayla. There were two people making a kinyan on one animal. One was a rochel, and one was a manik. And that was the shaila, and that Bashmul answered, and don't remember, that. Now you have a problem, you don't know clearly what he answered. Now what was the shaila then? El rochev b'mokim manik iboilei. My, what is the din? Is Rochav Odif the toughest way? Rochav is holding the halter, is holding the rein. So maybe Rochav is better. It's not moving, but. Oy dilme manig onev the Oslo machmose. It's going because of it. Right. That was the Shaila. And now we have to try to remember what Mashmul said. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Shamat Mineidish Mashmul Tartik. Shamati Mimenu Shnei Dvorim. Din Rochu V'din Manik. V'chad Omali Koni. Shamat Mineid Mashmul Tartik. Shamati Mimenu Shnei Dvorim. Din Rochu V'din Manik. B'chad omali koni, u'b'chad omali loy koni, v'lo yadane. I don't know. That was Rabbi Yehuda's problem. Inayim, so the Gemara started analyzing. Inayim arochem l'chudei, she'en achem anegimai. Someone was arochem, u'bo echad min ha'shukvet choytvoy mimenu b'faneinu, u'moishcho l'knoisa. This guy was arochem, and someone goes and pushes him off, and he takes the behemoth. V'chein manik bein rochev imoy, or he had another person who was a manik bein rochev imoy. U'ba'a echad v'chayt v'mena b'faneinu l'knaisa. That was the case. There were two shaylis. There was one case. A person made a maise rochev on the behemoth. Someone took it away from him. And another person made a maise manik on the behemoth. Someone took it away from him. V'koma Shmuel, and Shmuel said, "B'chad minayu d'loy koni." So Shmuel said, in one of these cases, he wasn't koni. Oman the chotav shape chotav, the one that grabbed it away from him, is the owner. Umi boilei l'Rav Yehuda by minay, but Rav Yehuda doesn't remember what the case was. That can be, that's no shayla. Mani l'chude mikel aman the omer d'loy koni. Or Meshichi izu. That's Meshicha. Manig is Meshicha. Ubeheime niknis b'Meshicha. Abeheime is niknis b'Meshicha. Umayti boile Rav Yehuda. So what's the shaila? If the case was, one was a manig, and one was a rochov, and one he said is not koine, so manig zicha is koine. B'rochov u'dekoma. V'kosova. Now, this is a very key word in Rashi, I think. Meshicha be'inin shetaker yad v'regel k'demrinim b'kedushi. He holds that by Meshicha you need shetaker yad v'regel. Now, agavuchet is a machlekes tanoim, if akiris yad v'regel is enough. Akiris yad v'regel means it moved one hand and one foot. And the Gemara says in Baba Basra and in Kedushin, if that is sufficient, why is it sufficient? Between you and me, the behemoth is still in the same place. It moved one foot and one regel. So the Gemara says, the kivin, the me'eker, yad v'regel, segmon baba basrein heyam et beis, idach le'meker kaime. If it moved already a hand and a foot, a hind leg and the front leg, idach le'meker kaime, so it's going to move the other hand and foot also. Now, so let's start understanding. If you have an animal that moves off a hand, so what does that mean? Nothing. It moved the hand, it can move back the hand. If it moved a hand and a foot, the Gemara says that's a message. Idoch lemeke kaim, it's going, safilu, it didn't move yet, but that's called, since it's from moving a hand and a foot, idach lemek is going to move the other hand and the foot. This already is a matzah. It won't remain with this matzah. So mestama is going to move the other hand and the foot. So it's considered like the whole behemoth was moved before it really moved. That means that's a lumdis of akiras yad v'regel. There's a man diyama that holds it's not enough. It has to move. It has to move its place. That's. But the Mandi Omar that says that it helps because enough started that we can consider that it's since it's Lemeker Kaim, it's going to move already, so it's like it moved already. That's, so now let us be Elach. So Rashi is saying, if we have here a Shaila, if Rochev is koine or Manig is koine, there were separate cases. So Manig is icha meshiche. Komai taboy l'Rav Yehuda. Yivad yom Shmuel b'chad minayu d'loy koni. Rochev d'koma. D'kesova meshiche bini shetaka yad v'regu. Nid shetaka yad v'regu. And we will see in the sugya further that by Rochov it also moved. You know what it moved? It moved a yad. And with that, perhaps, if we'll, the Goyin Tzvi says this pshat in the Gemara and in the Loshna Rashi, it's Moyadik Meduyik. It moved a yad. Because of the Rochov, it moved a yad. What's going to be afterwards? Might move back the yad. And that's what Rashi said, Anomad Aleph, Loizoza Mimkaima. That there's a kinyan of Rochov that didn't move. It moved the yad. But the Loizoza Mimkaima, it's still in the same place. The movement of the yad did not change the Mokim of the behemoth. It moved the yad because of the Rochov. A person sat on top of it, so the behemoth moves the yad. Perhaps instinctively, because someone on top of itself, it doesn't stand like the Statue of Liberty, it'll move a yad, and then it'll move back the yad. Leizazim im koyman, but it moved a yad. Now, if I have a shayla, so Tzarashi says, if I have a shayla, is Rochov koyne, or Manik is koyne, only one of them, so, it's ich mistava, that the you need a kiras yad v'regel, so if this is shayla, one of the two, so rochev zicha not koine. There's only an akiras yad. Yeah. So what is the shayla? So that is zicha not the shayla. If the shayla be one of the two. Manig is zicha koin, because manig is a kiris yad v'regu, and by rochu there's only a kiris yad. El rochu b'mokei manig. No, the shayla was rochu b'mokei manig. That means rochu alone is koin, manig alone is koin. Now there's a shayla rochu b'mokei manig. Shneim boim lefoneinu, ze rochu v'ze manig. We have two people that are on a behemoth. One is a manik, one is a rochov. Zayim kula shali, b'zayim kula shali. Omar Shmuel chad koni. One of them was koine. One of them was koine. One was a rochov and one was a manik. Mi boy leila Rav Yehuda heiche de isnu letavayu hayodet. If you have both of them, which one is better? Rochov odif. The toughest boy, he's holding on to the halter, he's holding on to the rein. V'chi amrinon meshicha koni. Aye, the other one is making a meshicha. Heiche de leker rochuv. Avol b'mokem rochuv loy. Because he's holding on to the rein. Oidul memani godov. Dekozlo machmosei. Vehi hagdoila b'kinyin. This is the bigger chalik of the kinyin. Yitzhak Hashem, tomorrow we'll try to explain the study of Shaila.